We're talking to Zelna Lawrence. Sorry, Zelna, is that how you pronounce your name?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Excellent. We're talking about kids, about children, and about your book, The Secret Parents, which you utilise basically all your experience of being a kid's life coach. But let's, before we talk about the book, let's rewind just a little bit and find a bit about you. So how did you get to be a kid's life coach?
Wow. Well, thank you for, first of all, for inviting me in, Lee. It's lovely to be here. I started off as a teacher in 1996, and I just had a natural progression to children who have, I suppose, what people would call label as problem children. And so I've always had an affinity for supporting children. So I started experimenting in my classroom on how I can get children to be their best selves. And it's evolved into me becoming a kids' life coach in 2003. I realized that was what I wanted to do. I wanted to go out there and help children. So
I wasn't even aware that there was a job for kids. I mean, I know life coach for adults, but I wasn't even aware there was a role as a kid's life coach. Do kids need a life coach?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Children need a tour guide in life, and it's not for children. Most people think it's for children with problems. It's not necessarily. It's to help young people to become the leaders of their own lives and to make good choices. Life is fraught with all sorts of choices on a daily basis. So knowing that parents can send their children out there, that they've got a toolkit to be able to deal with life, whatever it throws their way, that's a real gift. And that's what kids' life coaches do, is they just support children in an unconditional way.
So what kind of age range are we talking about here?
Well, I love to work with children below the age of 12, because that's where you can make really lasting foundational changes that will extend into adulthood. However, we start at age 5, and we work all the way up through to university students and adults as well. I mean, we all have an inner child within us, right?
Yes. Some more obvious than the other, I think. And so is this a talking therapy? Are you sitting down or talking to use other things, art therapy, that kind of thing?
Oh, you use the word therapy. And so I suppose I should clarify that we don't do therapy of any sorts. Coaching is a modality where you look from a strengths-based point of view. So you focus on what the child is good at and you harness those. Instead of trying to fix what might be wrong, you work on getting the child to really step into their own power and realize that they're unique in their own way and that they can achieve whatever it is they set their mind out to achieve, but it doesn't have to be what their friend is achieving, or they don't have to measure their success according to somebody else. It's really what they are all about. And that's all we can really ask for when it comes to children, isn't it? Especially with peer pressure, that's such a big thing.
So how do you do that then, Zelna?
Oh.
How do you sit down with a child and or are you observing them in situ?
Oh, it's such a wonderful process. So I assess every child that I work with, and I look at all areas of their life, everything from eating to sleeping to school, personality. And I then have a family consultation, and I sit and I map out a tailor-made plan of action specific to that child's needs and the family's needs. And then we work over 7 months, so it's 4 initial consultations on a weekly basis, then 4 fortnightly consultations, and then 4 monthly consultations. So you can see I gradually wean myself off. In the first 4 weeks, it's loads of fun because we play. I like to boast that I play for a living. So we do a lot of play-based activities where we transfer skills like neuro-linguistic programming, positive psychology, cognitive behavioral therapy. We look at social psychology, and children don't realize they're learning quite high-level theories that people in university are learning. So they learn about their brain and how it works and how they make choices, why they make choices that way. And by the end of the 4 weeks, they've got a beautiful, solid foundation for going out there and flexing their muscles and trying out these new skills that they've got. I also send home a lovely toolkit, which is tangible. So they don't do homework. They do adventure-based activities, which is wonderful. And they practice what we've done in our coaching session at home and at school as well. So it's quite a beautiful organic process where children just see such great personal growth. Well, and success breeds success.
And how wonderful for you. I mean, what a nice job, because you must see sometimes quite troubled children coming to you, and you can help them turn their life around.
Well, I always say all bad behavior in any child is a sign of an unmet need. And it's just about tapping into that need and finding out what it is that they really are missing or lacking. And sometimes it's something so small, sometimes it's a bit bigger, but it's a wonderful process. It's a beautiful journey to walk alongside a child doing that.
And so The Secret Parent, this is your book. So who's this aimed at? Is this aimed at parents or at children?
It's aimed at parents. The secret parent is me currently and every other secret parent out there. So it's your teachers, it's your social workers, therapists, sports coaches, anybody who backs up a parent's role and just stands on the sidelines and supports children unconditionally. So that's what kids' life coaches really do. We secretly just, we've got those children backs. We love them just as much as their parents do, but we don't have to do all the yucky stuff like getting up in the middle of the night and changing diapers and all that sort
cooking,
of thing.
Yeah.
Cooking, we get to do all the fun stuff.
So give us an idea of what's in the book, a couple of chapters, headings, okay. That kind of thing.
So it is a rather personal journey. The book speaks about my own journey as a kids' life coach and what the children that I've worked with have taught me over the years. I've worked with a variety of different children, so children who were trafficked in orphanages, bipolar kids, high-profile celebrity children. And the book really just shares snippets of these children that I've worked with and the lessons that they taught me as an adult and how that framed the way I see the world. So it's really my lessons and my view on life, parenting and childhood through being a kids' life coach and standing on the outside looking in.
So what can somebody expect to take away from the book? You know, if you're a parent, you're looking to this book for all the answers. There are ways of dealing with issues in here. I mean, you don't want to do yourself out of a job, do you, by putting everything in a book?
No, and also the book doesn't have the same answers for every person. I've had two really good friends have the privilege of reading my book, and I was really excited to have them read it. And they both came back, and they had different outcomes for what they got out of the book. So there's something for everybody. It's written from a teacher's perspective when I was teaching. It's written from the perspective of the fact that I was never able to have children of my own, so I'm not a parent, so I can really have objective eyes and look from the outside in. So it's really what you want to take from the book. It's more of a memoir. And so you can really just tap in and just enjoy my journey alongside me and feel the children that I worked with and what they've taught me. The end of each chapter, I have little summary points of the lessons that they've taught me. And I love those because I just constantly go back and refer back to them and remind myself how privileged we are in this world and how we've got these beautiful children teaching us lessons all the time, but we're all rushing around and we don't pay attention to children as much as we should. They're wise souls. So I suppose you're going to read the book and see just how much potential children have and what we can do to support children in their journeys.
So you've been a life coach for what, 15 years?
15 years, yes.
So from that experience and working with all those children that you talked about, what's the biggest sort of hidden truth, I suppose, you found coaching children? What's the one thing?
Oh, the hidden truth is that the secret ingredient is support. Children just need to know that they are loved unconditionally and that there's no stigma attached to the fact that they might make mistakes or get things wrong. And that's what I've seen with children. They just want to be accepted and loved for who they are. And so often, without realizing it, parents put pressure on their children. They don't mean to. They want what's best for their children, but they really do put pressure or box them or label them. And so I just really think that that hidden truth is that we just need to respect every child as a unique individual and just walk alongside them on the journey and let them fall down and put your hand out and help them back up. Don't say I told you so. Say, hey, you know what? I made that same mistake once before, and this is how we learn and this is how we grow.
That's the thing for children. They never think their parents have been children.
Because their parents never behave like children. They never let their inner child out. And I suppose that's the other thing, is that being a kids' life coach, I get to play. Parents often have to carry the very serious role of parenting their children, and it is a serious job. But children just really, their language, their secret language is play. If you want to get through to a child, just speak their language, spend time with them, just doing stuff and playing and getting dirty, going for a cycle, walking the dog. That's what they really want.
Well, congratulations on the book, Zara. It's called The
Thank
Secret
you.
Parent. You're launching it on World Mental Health Day.
Yes,
why are you
right.
launching it on that day?
Well, World Mental Health Day is pertinent in two regards. First of all, I've walked through my own long, hard lonely journey of mental health issues of my own when I found out I wasn't able to have children. And so the book does speak a lot about that. And then secondly, I'm a very big advocate for children's mental well-being. So I say, rather than wait until things go wrong and spiral out of control, let's put the measures in place to get a good, solid foundation for children to have a good mental well-being. And so on World Mental Health Day, it's a big day for me because every year I celebrate the fact that I now have reached a stage where I was able to heal, I was able to get to the stage where I'm strong and I can support other children. And I would love for other adults to see the power they have within them to be the secret parent to children as well and to guide them in their journey.
So that's on at the Museum of Childhood in Bethnal Green.
That's right, yes.
And World Mental Health Day. What actual date is that?
The 10th of October.
The 10th of October. And you're saying anybody can come along to the launch?
Anybody can come along. It's at 7 p.m. in the evening. And all that I ask is just for a donation to Young Minds, which is my charity of choice. And they're a wonderful mental health charity for children, supporting them in their mental well-being. And yes, I'd love to see people there to come and celebrate with me. It's going to be a wonderful celebration of the fact that we can walk this journey with children.
And you can find out more about the book and about your work at secretparent.com. I can tell from your accent you're not from around these parts, as you say. Is that a South African
accent? It's a South African accent, yes.
So how long have you been in Cambridge?
I've been in the area for 15 months, but in the country for 4.5 years now.
Right.
Well, and hubby, my husband's grandfather was born in Cambridge, so it's a very special place for all of us.
Oh, it's lovely to have you here.
Thank
and,
you.
Good luck with the book.
Thank you very much.
Sounds
Lee.
Fantastic. Secretparent.com is where you can find out more about it. Good luck with the launch.
Thank you.
As well. And that's at the Museum of Childhood in Bethnal Green. And the day again is
10th of October.
Thanks ever so. Really nice talking to you, Zalan.
Thank you, Lee.